Boris Johnson's ancestral Turkish village applauds his Ottoman genes. By Breitbart Jerusalem on July 26, 2019. Kalfat, Turkey, AP, a village in central Turkey where Boris Johnson traces his Turkish ancestry to is abuzz with excitement and pride over the news that a man they see as one of their own has become the new Prime Minister of Britain. Residents of the mainly farming village of Kalfat, in Kankeri province, 100 kilometers, 62 miles, north of the Turkish capital Ankara, gathered at its main assembly place on Tuesday to celebrate after Johnson won a Conservative Party leadership contest triggered by the resignation of Theresa May, according to town administrator, Bayram Devirku. Johnson took office as British Prime Minister on Wednesday. Residents here dismiss as political rhetoric past comments by Johnson that were sometimes deemed to be anti-Muslim or anti-Turkish and said they hope that he will visit Kalfat while in office. "We were honored that someone who has Ottoman genes, who comes from these lands, has become the prime minister of a prodigious country," said Adem Karaagak, the former administrator of the village of 1,300. Johnson's paternal great-great-grandfather, Hasi Ahmet Riza Afanda, was born there in 1813 and the house he lived in is still standing. The family members were known as the Sario Glanjiller, which roughly translates as of the family of the blonde boy, Karaagak said, though it was not known if Johnson inherited his blonde hair from his Turkish ancestry. Johnson is usually associated with the British upper middle class because of his family's wealth and his education at the exclusive schools Eton and Oxford. But he has been known to bring up his Turkish roots whenever challenged about his ability to understand modern Britain's multi-ethnic, multicultural nature. During a Conservative Party leadership debate in June, he defended himself against accusations of Islamophobia. "When my Muslim great-grandfather came to this country in fear of his life in 1912, he did so because he knew it was a place that was a beacon of generosity and openness and a willingness to welcome people from around the world," Johnson said. "I think my Muslim great-grandfather would have been astonished to have found that his great-grandson had become foreign secretary. But he would have been very proud, and I think it would be a tribute to this country." Johnson explored his Turkish roots in a 2008 episode of the BBC genealogy program Who Do You Think You Are? When he visited Turkey as foreign minister in 2016, Johnson told journalists that his family was from Kalfat. At least six families currently residing at the village are distantly related to Hasi Ahmet Riza Fonda, Karaagak said. "An Englishman with Turkish ancestry has become the prime minister," said Karadikin, whose grandmother, Fidan Karadikin, was Hasi Ahmet Riza Fonda's cousin. "He may be English, but he carries Turkish blood." Hasi Ahmet Riza Fonda's son, Johnson's great-grandfather, was the Ottoman political journalist Ali Kemal, who later served as interior minister. Considered pro-British and a traitor, he was killed by a mob in 1922 during Turkey's War of Independence. Kemal's son, Osman Wilfred, Johnson's grandfather, was raised by his maternal grandmother, Margaret Johnson, in Britain after Kemal's Swiss-British wife died and he returned to Turkey. When Johnson visited Turkey in 2016, he was given a warm welcome despite basing his Brexit campaign on the possibility that millions of Turks could enter Britain if Turkey joined the European Union, and despite the fact that he had composed an offensive poem about Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan was among the first leaders to congratulate Johnson this week and expressed hope the Turkish-British ties would flourish under Johnson's government. Asked about Johnson's comments on Turkey during the Brexit campaign, Kalfat's former mayor Mustafa Bal said, "He had to say such things in the political arena, for political gains." On the BBC show, Johnson described his heritage as being like honey, or indeed, British sherry, adding, "I am the produce of more than one country." He took a trip to Istanbul to investigate Kemal's career as a journalist, which led to his murder. Johnson told BBC journalists that it must have been very, very tough for my grandfather. Maybe it was just too ghastly for him to know that his father was slain.